Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk Tamil Movies. I'm Ramya.
And Asint.
And on today's episode, we're doing a catch-up episode, so we're glad to be back.
If it's been almost 5 months since we posted, and yeah, hopefully, yeah, more content this year.
Yeah.
First episode, 2023. Yay.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's the goal. All right, so I guess we finished off our last episode with Ponniyin Selvan. So we'll talk about anything we saw after or anything you really liked during the year of 2022. So when did Ponniyin Selvan come out?
I think it was somewhere last year. And the funny part is Ponniyin Selvan, the next one is going to come out next month. So I guess we do have a hope for that. But yeah, I think it was August-ish. I think. Oh, no, September. No, September, yeah.
Okay.
End of August or September, yeah.
All right. So anything you watched in October, right? Yeah. Oh, there was Sardar.
Yeah.
Did you... I thought the movie was good. It definitely became... I don't know if it was just me being biased, but I felt that it looked very similar to the way, like, in terms of Vikram, of like the agent and stuff. So it was kind of cool seeing that, oh, it wasn't only like Lokesh doing all these things, everyone else can actually do them too, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I guess I can say a funny story about how me and my work friend, shout out to AJ, he was like, me and him went to watch Prince, and we literally got there. And then 5 minutes, this is at the cinema, obviously, and 5 minutes in, we realized how bad, like, we didn't enjoy the movie. And then we checked on the phone, and then in the screen next door, they were playing Sad Dad. So we were like, why don't we go see that? And we checked if there were seats available, and there was meant to be one person there, just one person. So we were like, we might as well just walk across. We did buy tickets. It's not like we didn't buy any tickets. So we had a ticket and we just went there and no one turned up to Sad Dad. It was just, the movie started just when we got, like, walked in. So we ended up watching the whole movie. And it was just literally just us. If we hadn't gone, there would have been no one in the cinema. And it would have just been that movie going on. But yeah, it was like, I guess we were disappointed because of Prince. And then as soon as we went into this movie, we were just like, wow, this is good.
It was good.
Yeah, it was actually good, yeah. And yeah, I think it's a good cartoon movie. Some things are obviously, like, they kind of blew out of proportion and made it seem like impossible, like in real life it wouldn't be possible. But
yeah,
I guess, yeah. Other than that, I did like it. It was nice.
Yeah, I think overall 2022 was a good year for Karthi. He did a couple of films, right? And I felt that, or maybe it was just me thinking that he did so many movies.
So he did Ponniyin Selvan. And then I guess he has a tiny part in Vikram, if that even counts. But yeah, I didn't even see his face.
Yeah, that is true. Oh, no, so yeah, he did a voiceover. That's what they're showing us. And then he did Vitamin. And yeah. Ponniyin Selvan are there. Honestly, Vitamin was the weakest one. But
yeah,
I've seen worse. So it was fine, I guess.
Yeah. That's four movies, so that's still decent. Now he's gonna be back in a month in Ponniyin Selvan 2.
Yeah.
And we know he's gonna be good. So
yeah. All right, so for me, for November, I would only say Love Today. I honestly didn't know much about the movie when it was coming out, but once I watched it, I felt like it was everywhere, if that makes sense. Like, everybody was talking about it, and
yeah,
it was funny.
It got so much attention, like, as soon as it came out. And yeah, I think it was funny too. Yeah,
I don't know, overall, like, everything was great. Like, all the actors were great. The music was really good too.
Yeah
so I feel like it was like a real life situation. So Yeah.
Yeah, Love Today. I did go watch it after, like, hearing about how everyone was saying, like, they were praising it. And I did go in, I did find it funny. I did like the music as well, as usual. Yuvan's great. And the director, I think this is first time acting as well. After this, I did watch some of his short films, and I can see, like, I can tell it's him, like the way he's directing and like acting in it. And Satyaraj was good too. Who else was in the movie? I'm trying to think.
Oh, Radhika was in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, she was good too. And even like the sister's friends, Yogi Babu had a good character.
Yeah. But yeah. When you watch his short films, were they, do you know how sometimes they take their short film and they just make it into like an actual film? So was Love Today ever an actual short film he did and then he just made
actually, it big? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Love Today was, yeah, that was, I did see this one. I don't know if it was called Love Today or something else, but it's like obviously a smaller cast and anything. And it's just, you don't actually see what happens after they swap phones, I think. Like the swap phones, and then I think that was it. But yeah, it was a solid movie. There was another movie that came out around the same time called Nitha Muravanam, and it's got Ashok Selvan in it. And I think, well, this is what I heard, just because Love Today got a lot more hype, Nitha Muravanam didn't get much attention.
It wasn't bad. It had really good music. I think it just came out at the bad time.
Yeah. Like, Ashok Selvan's a good actor too, so I think it was a nice movie, but yeah, it would have done better if they had released it. I guess they were just unlucky with the time they released it. But yeah, other than that, for November, I don't think I watched anything new. Did you?
Honestly, no. I don't even think I watched anything for the rest of the year after that.
2022? I mean, December. So I don't think that's, yeah, I don't think that's anything I liked in December. That, but there were loads of movies that came out. But, oh, wait, there was one that came out called Sembi, and it has Kove Sadala and, you know, Ashwin from Crooked Komali. I know he kind of screwed himself over with the movie he did before that, but in this movie it's like a serious topic, and I think he did his character well. And I remember watching the audio launch and stuff, and he's like, doesn't say much, which makes sense, as in like he did kind of screw himself over by talking a lot in the previous audio launch. But yeah, this movie was nice. It's got to do with like, well, not nice, but as in like it has a kind of important topic about like this child who gets raped, like gang raped, and then what happens because of that. So like how the kid's traumatized and everything, and also what ends up happening to the guy, people who did it. So it's a really serious story. Thambi Ramaya is in it too. He's good too. And yeah, it was a good movie with a serious topic, but yeah, not like a wow movie, but it was good. But I think that's all I watched for December. So okay, that's basically 2022.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, there's one more. Okay. That was Katta Kushti. You know, the one with Vishnu Vishal?
Yeah.
I liked the first half. The second half, I didn't find it as amazing, but it's like one of those woman empowerment movies, right?
Yeah.
It starts off really well. As in, like, I found it funny and everything. It's just the second part, it didn't feel as entertaining, but I guess they wanted to get the message across. But yeah, that is what I could last on.
Okay, all right. So you're going to move on to 2023. Had some, I think, big movies in January.
So I don't think there was anything I like that I felt was wow. There was Thuniva and Varisu, which were obviously the big Pongal movies that came out, but I didn't find them that well, like, amazing. I did like, if I had to choose between the two, I think I would choose Varisu. It was slightly more entertaining, but even then, I know everyone's looking forward to Vijay's other movie this year.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, for January, I don't have much to say. Do you have anything to say for January?
I thought Thuniva was better. Maybe it's just me. In terms of the storyline, I kind of like Thuniva. Other than the flashback, of course. Yeah, so I guess that's it for me for 2020. I lied. So
February. Yeah.
There are movies that I want to watch. I just haven't come
Oh, okay.
Like, I haven't started it. Have you heard of Michael? It's with Sundeep Kishan and Vijay Sethupathi.
Oh yeah, I do want to watch that too.
Yeah, it's on my list. I don't know why I haven't watched it yet. I don't even think the movie did that great. I think it was like an okay film,
Yeah.
but just because of the way the style, it looks really good. Didn't get around to it, so maybe I will watch that soon and give my comments on it. Then there's The Great Indian Kitchen, which is basically the remake, the Malayali remake. Yeah. And I know the Malayala one did really good, so maybe I might watch the Malayala one first and then give this one a try.
Yeah.
And did you watch Dada?
Oh yeah, I did.
Did you like it?
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I actually watched it yesterday. I think it's on Prime
Okay.
or one of them. But yeah, it's good. It's got to do with like a single, I guess, a couple breaking up, but then like a single dad bringing up a child and how it changes him and how it changes everything. I did find it entertaining. It did have some funny parts as well.
Okay.
And yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I liked it. It was really nice, especially for Kevin. I think I've only watched this and then this movie called Lift. But Lift was, his acting was good, but the story wasn't that good. I didn't enjoy it that much. But this one, I think he did a good job. And music was good too. And story turned out well too.
Okay. All right. So yeah, it's on my list. I feel that a lot of people talked about it just because of the single dad, and we
Yeah.
don't see that in movies a lot, especially Tamil
Yeah.
movies. So it's on my list, maybe someday. And then I watched Vati. Did you watch that?
Yay. Yeah.
I don't know. It felt very like Telugu film vibes. I know it was a Telugu director, but I just expected it to kind of be changed for Tamil people too. But I don't know. It just came off to me like Telugu. But what were your thoughts on the movie?
I felt like there was unnecessary extra action, which is obviously like a Telugu aspect, I guess. But I didn't think it needed that much like action scene and stuff, because the thing was more to do with education and stuff was like the main point of
Yeah.
the story. But it was a good idea. And I liked the ending too, as in how that one kid ends up becoming like that collector or something.
Yeah. And the fact that, he helped all these kids and he didn't want the, like, how do I say it? He's the reason for their success. Like, he didn't
Yeah.
stay there for that. He kind of just was like, okay, like, I'm leaving and, this is my goal. So it wasn't like him saying he's the reason. So I like that. Like, it was very like, oh, I helped the kids, I'm leaving.
And then they should help, and then he tells them to help other kids,
Yeah.
and that's what they can do for. And plus, they kind of show some kind of character development, as in during the beginning of the movie. When someone took and he makes them like line up and all the teachers line up and he basically asks about getting promotion and stuff. So at the
Yeah.
beginning, his goal is making more money, and like that is his goal, one of his goals, like making money. And then that changes over time when he realizes like that's not the only important thing about being a teacher, or like for him at least. And he wants these kids to like learn and like be educated.
Yeah. Yeah, I it like the storyline itself was great. Yeah, like I agree with what you said. Some things weren't necessary. All right, so I guess that's it for me until March. Do you want to talk about upcoming films?
Actually, wait, I do have one more movie for February. It's called One Baby One. It's a Ajay Balaji movie, and I think it's like, you know how Kakisattha was the how Kakisattha was for Sivakarthikeyan, where it kind of made him like move slightly away from, try to move away a bit from comedy, where he did a bit action as well, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the equivalent, as in like the movie wasn't, obviously didn't do as big, wasn't as big, but it's like a thriller kind of movie, and he doesn't just stick to comedy in this movie, and I think it turned out well. But he has, it's different to Mookuthiyamman and the other movie he did, LKG. But No, this movie, I did enjoy watching it. I did think it was a good try. Yeah, I have become a somewhat of an RJ Balaji fan after listening to his podcast a lot in January. I caught up to all his episodes, and now he does like one every Monday, and it's kind of like motivational stuff, and him just talking about like something that might have happened in his life, and he just talks about that. But yeah, his this movie was quite good. But I think, yeah, that I think that's it for me too for this year. So,
All right, so I guess you can wrap it up.
yeah, so I guess that's the movies that we watched in the past few months. If you have any movies that you are looking forward to this year that you would want us to do an episode on, let us know. Our Instagram is in the bio. See you in the next episode. Bye.